You ever find yourself at the office get-together without much to say? Are you conversationally challenged? Well, our next guest can help. Deborah Fine is the author of the book, Small Talk, How to Start a Conversation, Keep It Going, Build Networking Skills, and Leave a Positive Impression. She joins us from her home in Denver, Colorado. Deborah, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you, Dave. It's so great to be on your show.
Thank you. I'm tempted to make small talk at the beginning of our interview, but I'm going to learn about it from you. So rather than do that, how about if I ask my first question?
Please, go ahead.
Deborah, by the way, would you call that an ineffective way for me to begin our conversation?
No, you got right down to business. You know, I say that small talk should be, when you have time, a picture frame around every business conversation. So when you have the time, and you did not today, obviously, to either start with small talk or end with small talk, whether you're providing a service, you're selling a product, you're negotiating a contract, whatever it is that you do, start with small talk, end with small talk, and you'll develop business friendships.
Deborah, you're using the phrase small talk. A lot of people may recoil when they hear the phrase small talk. Why is small talk important at all?
Well, I'm a former engineer, Dave, and I recoiled most of my life. If I wanted to chat with people, I would have chosen a different profession. I think we recoil from it because we think it's silly. However, I believe now that it's an appetizer for any relationship that we have. It's got to start with that and then develop into something more connected, more where we can either develop the business friendship, the romance, or the social, you know, friendship.
I think we should define our terms, Deborah. I may make the mistake that I try not to make as a host, which is to take for granted that I know what you're talking about and all of our listeners do too. Let's define exactly what we mean by small talk.
Small talk is the conversation where you introduce yourself to people, where you get to know people on that superficial level. Not the fake level or the schmoozy level, but on the superficial level, which may be just fine and dandy and plenty all you need to know about someone before you do business with them or work with them. On the other hand, if you do want to bond with them and have that relationship, you've got to start with just that little bit of chit-chat and then move into something else.
Now, Deborah, in a section of your book called Conversational Clout, you have some examples of what not to say, and I think that's important to talk about. We want to spot you up with a few of these examples, maybe have you elaborate. First one is the phrase, can I ask you a question?
You already have, Dave.
Mm.
Haven't you?
Very good point. Next Thank one up. And this is admittedly a pet peeve of mine, so I'm with you on this one.
Hooray.
The phrase, I'll be honest with you.
Have you not already been honest with me, Dave?
Anytime I hear someone say honestly or frankly or to be honest with you or candidly,
right?
It always calls into question, in my mind anyway, everything else that has already occurred in our conversation. And I have to ask myself, was that person not being honest, candid, or frank with me throughout?
Honestly, Dave, I agree with you.
Next one. I'll try to get back to you this week.
What does that mean? Does that mean maybe I'll get back to you? That's what it means to me. How about you, Dave? It's so meek and weak and undeliverable. Tell me what you will do, not what you'll try to do. Just tell me what you will do. If I said, Dave, please get back to me Friday with this. And you say, Deborah, I'll try. Instead, just say, Deborah, I will be glad to get back to you as soon as I'm able to get it back to you.
Mm.
Or early next week. But, you know, don't give me the try business. It means nothing.
Let me ask you this. As we wrap up our conversation together, I would like to ask, what's the best way to exit a conversation?
Well, something that you're about to do to me, I'm sure, but we all need to, instead of letting the journalists and the interviewers do it, they'll say, well, Deborah, I've got about a minute left. One more question, then you'll ask it. You're letting me know this is it, Deborah. Last question. And don't go on and on, because in a minute I'm cutting you off. So this is what we need to do at parties, networking events, with people that are holding us hostage at, you know, some function. You know, in a few minutes I need to get over there and talk to Gary before the reception's over and we sit down to dinner. So is there anything else you wanted to tell me about that business deal you just closed?
Mm.
I'm letting you know you've got a couple more minutes, my friend. But then after that, I get to interrupt and go, this is just fascinating, but I must go. I must catch Gary before we sit down to dinner. Give people a white flag, a warning that this is going to be over soon. You've got a minute or 2 minutes to wrap it up with honor. And if they have good manners, they will wrap it up. And if they don't, it is now okay to interrupt and say, I need to go.
Excellent point.
Thank you.
That mean I have to then talk with Gary?
No, you don't have to. Only if I say, this is another exit line. Dave, would you like to join me? Let's, you know, there's some people I need to connect with, Gary being one. He's a client of mine. Would you like to join me? Now, I may use that exit line because you're a client of mine and I'm too afraid to leave you because I sense I might burn a bridge and you're sort of clingy and don't seem to be able to function on your own at this cocktail function. So I say, Dave, why don't you join me? I need to go talk to Gary. But that's the last resort exit line because at least I get to go over and talk to Gary. Now you, of course, if 50% of the time might say to me, Deborah, thanks, I'd rather pass. Nice talking to you. And now it's really great because I don't have to be with you anymore. But 50% of the time the person will say, sure, Deborah, I'd love to go meet Gary. But at least you're talking to Gary and not being held hostage by Dave Gardner all that time.
A perfect way to end our conversation. Yes. Deborah Fine is the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. Deborah Fine, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you, Dave. It doesn't get more fun than you.